play my guitar for you. I haven't done it lately, you know what I mean? Welcome to my crummy podcast. I just love this F chord. The way they hold it, you know. Nice. All right, welcome to my evil thoughts. Hey, everybody, settle down. Here is the man of the hour.
Premiums are going to come down very substantially. The deductibles are going to come down.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be fantastic health care. Right now, Obamacare is failing.
Mm-hmm, that's evil Trump.
We have a failing health care. I shouldn't say this to our great gentleman and my friend from Australia, because you have better health care than we do. But we're going to have great health care very soon.
All right, now that's the president last night talking to the president of Australia after Trump had gotten on a plane. I guess Air Force One, he doesn't get on a plane. You know, the president doesn't fly United and get pushed around. He's got his own wings, so to speak. And he goes to New York. He's late. He meets with this guy, and he says, and this is great. So the president just said that as he's blowing smoke, come on, with the guy that runs Australia, they're both sitting there in their tuxedos. Where does the president get dressed? Because he wasn't wearing a tuxedo at the White House in the Rose Garden. Then he shows up in New York. I'm assuming he's got all his duds on the plane. That's nice work if you can get it. Isn't that great? Yes, Mr. President, your tux is on the plane. It's all set. Just walk into that room, put it on, and you're done. And we'll drop you with the prime minister of that island, continent down under. You know what I'm talking about. You guys have a nice time. Anyway, so listen to this, though. So the president says last night, after working all day long on kind of trying to do this free market healthcare thing, sort of. We'll get to that in just a minute. He meets the president of Australia, and then he says their health care is better than ours. And then listen to how Anderson Cooper and the liberal media, look how they jump on him, right? In other words, Trump has just spent the day talking about his supposed free market, you know, not one size fits all health care like Obamacare. Then he turns around and he compliments the Australia prime minister by saying, you know, your health care is better than ours. And look, this is great. Look what Anderson Cooper jumps to. This is great.
The president said that he thinks Australia has better health care. What's obviously interesting is Australia happens to have nationalized health care. Also, we just talked to Senator Bernie Sanders, and Senator Sanders commented about what the president said.
All right, before we go to Bernie Sanders, isn't that interesting? I'm so glad you're listening, because this is really important to think about for just a second. They think they've got Trump now, that Trump is stupid. Right. This is the thing I've been saying. All these people on CNN are very, very smart. But they're so biased that they can't wait to jump to this thing about, oh, well, obviously Trump is telling this Australian guy that his health care is better than Trump's, better than ours right now. So that obviously means that single payer is better. That's not necessarily so. What Trump is saying is Obamacare sucks and we're going to go to a free market. All right. In other words, he's saying Obamacare sucks. Your health care is better than ours. It's single payer, but it's better than Obamacare. He's saying, he's not saying it's better than Trump care. Do you understand what I'm saying? He's not saying that, you know, it just cracks me up. And so Anderson Cooper jumps around. Well, obviously, then he must mean his single payer is better. And isn't he stupid because he just spent the whole day trying not to be single payer? I'll say it again. No. What Trump is saying is that the Australian healthcare system as single payer is better than Obamacare is what he's saying. Trump would say, no, my system is going to be better than single payer. That's what he's trying to say, but they don't hear it. Let's listen to Bernie Sanders, just because we haven't heard from him lately, and he's always a hoot. So here's Bernie.
All
right.
Well, Mr. President, you're right. In Australia and every other major country on earth, they guarantee health care to all people.
He's great. Don't you love his voice?
They don't throw 24 million people off of health insurance. So maybe when we get to the Senate, we should start off with looking at the Australian health care system.
Right. Yeah, because we sure as hell aren't going to look at a free market plan. We know that.
Or the Canadian health care system, which guarantees health care to all people at a much lower cost per capita than we do.
All right, that's Bernie Sanders. Isn't that funny, though, that they go, because, you know, the be-all and end-all is single payer. Here's what I think. I think we're going to end up with single payer. I think that Trump care is the last shot we're going to have at a free market system in the United States. I think we're done, and I wish the president luck on this. But I think this is the last shot, and I think we will end up with single payer. We'll use the Medicare model. Everybody will get a chunk taken out of their paycheck. It's going to go into a big kitty, and your whatever health costs you have are going to be, what, reimbursed or paid for out of that fund. That's what Medicare basically is for geezers, and that's the way it's going to work across the United States for people that are going to be in these exchanges that aren't getting their insurance, say, from through their employers. Or maybe they won't even do that anymore. It'll just be one big system. I think that's where we're going to go, and I'll tell you why. I think the United States, we've come to the fork in the road where we have finally decided, or more people than not, have decided that healthcare is a right. It's not a privilege, that it's a right, and then everybody should have it. And I think we've made that decision, and I'll give you a reason why. If you take a look at some of the language the Democrats are using, and this is great, and it's being incorporated into the argument. If you listen closely when they talk about pre-existing conditions, this has been a fabulous argument over the last 24 hours. You know what they're using for a word? In other words, if there's a pre-existing condition and an insurance company says to you, hey, that's a pre-existing condition, you know the word they're using? They're saying that the insurance companies will have the right to discriminate against you. They are using civil rights language. See, they're already using it. It's already in the debate. Oh, they have the right to discriminate against women. Oh, yeah. Now, the hardcore people are talking about how rape is a pre-existing condition now under Trump care, and that makes a lot of sense because he hates women, he's a misogynist, and he wants to grab them by the thang, and all the kind of, and he's discriminating. They've won the argument on the language. Discriminate. Wow. I mean, and I was mentioning this yesterday. The issue we have in America right now is we have a Frankenstein system. Frankly, I think Frankenstein was prettier. I mean, on one hand, we have insurance companies that we expect to behave like private businesses, but we want to regulate them like public utilities. It's one or the other. And when you try to do both at the same time, it's Frankenstein. As I said, Frankenstein was better looking than this because this is ugly. But we're going to take one more shot at it with Trump care. Whether we're going to be successful, I think it would be awesome if we were successful. I don't think we will be. What I worry about is that ultimately what will happen in the United States is I worry that our system of, how shall we say, a medical innovation is going to suffer when you have price controls and government and a shortage of money and people, and the prices will soar because people will go to the doctor. Now, the argument against me here, and I think we should bring it up, is that if everybody goes to the doctor every 5 minutes, supposedly no one's going to get sick, or less people will get sick, more problems will be nipped in the bud, and we'll save money overall down the line because every time you get the sniffles, you get 600 tests, paid for by you and me and everybody else, right? And because you had those 600 tests, they will find that you had X problem. A stitch in time, what do they say, saves nine, right? So in other words, you would have gotten cancer and it would have cost you $100,000 in 10 years, but because you went in to get your sniffles worked on and they did 6,000 tests on you that cost a lot of money, they found it and they cured it in time. There's some truth to that. But what I think is going to happen, trust me, what I think is going to happen is the costs are going to go out of control. Trump care, as far as I can see, is the last best hope for a private enterprise system that you would pay for and that it would be suited to your needs. You know, I mean, I hear a lot of talk today, and this is a tough subject to bring up, rape. Oh, my God. It's something that guys, that's not really our issue. You know, when there's a rape, it's usually it's the guy that's the perpetrator. But, the victim is almost always the woman. And if your state opts out, my understanding is that they have more leeway with regard to what they call pre-existing conditions. In other words, if you're a woman and you get raped, God forbid it happens, and you go to your insurance company and you say, I want coverage for maybe psychological help, they'll charge you for it. And, I mean, I don't I mean, I understand that. That's a service you're asking for, and it wasn't your fault you got raped, but now you're in a situation where you're looking for maybe some psychological assistance, and they're going to make you pay for it. Watch the media and watch the left talk about how men, and that's a bunch of white men in the Oval Office, are discriminating against women, right? Under the Trump... look, if we do it that way, what's going to happen is, in other words, if you're a woman and you want that covered, under Obamacare, everybody paid in on it, right? And that would be the family in Iowa, the old geezer over here, or this guy over here, or the 20-year-old guy over there, or whatever it's going to be. Everybody had to pay into it, right? For your problem. And I think that's where the country's at. What Trump is saying is, no, we're not going to have everybody pay into it. And what's going to happen, Trump says that the premiums will come down because you'll be able to buy what you need and not have to finance it for everybody else. And in other words, and for that woman that wants it, she has to dig into her pocket and pay for it if she wants it. All right, there's the difference between the two, but I'm telling you right now, the way it's going to play on the press, it's going to be that these evil white guys don't care about women, and that pregnancy is a pre-existing condition now and all that. If you want that coverage, what Trump people would say is that you have a right to buy it. And then now you have the left saying, oh, well, what they'll do is charge you so much that you won't be able to afford it anyway, so what's the difference? Well, I think what will happen is there will be caps and limits, I would think, on how much these insurance companies can charge you. We're still going to be dealing with a Frankenstein of regulations. Is it going to be better? Nobody knows. All right, now, let's move on because, you know, healthcare. I listened to the podcast yesterday. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, what am I, professor of health now? Anyway, so you know what's funny? I was reading this morning. This weekend, they have those presidential elections in France, and there's something that was cracking me up that I wanted to turn you on to. This is very funny. In France, it's sort of like a mini USA election with Trump versus Hillary, except that the genders are flipped in France. The sort of liberal globalist, hey, I want to hang out in the European Union candidate is this guy, Emmanuel Macron. And then the sort of the wacko, a populist person is this lady, Le Pen. And it's great. It looks like the Macron guy is 24 points ahead, and he's going to win this weekend. But what's going on is they're accusing the Russians of meddling in their election now, too. This is great. First of all, here is Le Pen today. This is new audio. They don't like her, apparently. And listen to some of this audio. This is great. Here she is arriving at a cathedral in a town that is about 75 miles to the northeast. To the northeast of Paris. Here she is showing up at some old French cathedral in the town of, is it Reims? I love listening to the French people get mad, you know. But you... Those guys are great. And if you could see the video, what you don't see is that they have her covered in umbrellas because as of yesterday, she got egged. And back to the Russian thing, what they're saying is the Russians now, this is the Macron guy, who's the European Union sort of guy, globalist guy, is saying that the Russians are meddling in the French election, setting up a bunch of Twitter accounts and a lot of what would you call it, a bot account or whatever, alleging that this guy has a bunch of offshore accounts in the Bahamas, and that he's a sleazebag and all that, and they're fighting about that. And as a matter of fact, he has sued her. So you think that we're crazy. He has sued her. I don't know whether it's libel or whatever the statutory underpinnings are, but he's suing her for that, saying the Russians are involved. Of course, and Vlad says, we don't do it to anybody, which I think is funny because I think everybody is doing it to everybody. As a matter of fact, if I may call your attention to the CIA Vault 7 release from WikiLeaks, it even could be us masquerading as the Russians because as you know, if you listen to this podcast, the CIA has a library of malware from all around the world that they can employ whenever they want to pose as other countries. Now, is the USA meddling? I don't know. It's, you know, if I did, I'd be probably shot. And I don't need it. I'm having a great time doing these podcasts, by the way. I just want to say thank you all. We've been doing this for maybe month and a half now, officially as a podcast. And the numbers are growing. Please spread the word on it. I am really amazed just at the growth today alone over the last couple of days. And we'll keep them coming. Spread the word to other evil people out there. You've got this great Evil Thoughts podcast with this crazy host, Joe Crummy. It's just a thrill to be with you. Rate the podcast on iTunes. It's turn other people onto it. It's available on a lot of platforms. Follow me on Facebook and also on Twitter is Joe Crummy. And on Instagram, I got something new up there as of last night. Pretty funny video. I'm Crummy Joe on Instagram. All right. Those are my evil thoughts. Now, turn up the music.